This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And we are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And our second hour's first guest is a friend of mine for many years. I haven't seen him in a long time, though. Tom Arnold will be joining us. Funny guy, a comedian, and also, of course, married to Roseanne and part of that show for many, many years. Later on in the hour, from a hit program on NBC. In fact, the whole Dick Wolf series are hits. From Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer will be here. One of the great trumpet players of all time. Believe me, he's up there with the best. Chris Bode will be joining us on the show. And then we have reached a new plateau on the program because we're going to be talking about peanut butter. Yes, you heard me right. Peanut butter. Well, it's better than some of the things you see and hear on the 6:30 news. And Chelsea Foy will be here. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with Tom Arnold.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest hasn't been on our show in a long time, although our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man. It's Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well. It's been a long time, and I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed. Yeah. Yes. What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yes. Ed McMahon, Shaq, and yeah, I loved Ed. We're very close. Looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office. 10 years ago, huh?
Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, yeah. You were nice enough to come up on stage. And I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
Sad day. But anyway, that was the last time we spoke. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard, what was his name, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And the guy from Hogan's Heroes, which, you know, it was just a fun show. And it seemed like if you watched it, and, you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa when I was before I came out to Hollywood. And I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do. It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually, the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Lori Metcalf were just my cast, like Mark Mull and the other guys. We really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people can win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun. And that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now and we love playing these games together, and you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun, and people, like I say, win money, and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle the production company that does the television show doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They just do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live. It's, you know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions, you know, how they do. They set up what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family, I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really hits me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. See, full circle everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
I go down. You have done so many films, and I'm just going to mention a few. 9 Months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. Here's a, you know, and this is like, you know, when I grew up in Tubal, Iowa, as a single father, you know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, you know, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that this Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know. And
yeah.
There'd be a Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved up money working at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa, and they had open mic night. And I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes, and got all my friends together, and we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of the first time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting an opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Tubal, Iowa, And on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope and laughed. And then, you know, and of course Bob Hope called him and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he, too, we had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And, you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too, and just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories, and I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that again.
Pam.
Yeah, and so we might
That's
do it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road, and they, at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures of Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
And then the new ones don't be. People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it after the first of the year. But, you know, I look down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages on the 20th. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. I've seen some of the early reviews of the rehearsals, and they are fabulous. We are going to pause only momentarily because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. We invite you to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're coming right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have firemen, real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. That's give it to the pro, right? Now,
yeah.
Your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from a small town, Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch, running around putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions, like the Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally.
You don't?
I think that, I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room, but But we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, you know, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this, but do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this or the firefighter show, versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we, you know, we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character of an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S. There's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know, we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is, of course, of Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around the world, demonstrations are happening to demand justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after being pinned by a white police officer. WCBS reporter Corey James is in New York City.
Protesters gathered on the streets and under trees along Central Park West in Harlem.
I just pray that it doesn't stop after this week.
We're here today to do our part because someone at some time risked their lives for us.
There was a demonstration in Minneapolis where Floyd died. There's also a huge protest in Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
You know that we have to speak up loudly for more justice and more peace.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And if you love good music, you got to love our next guest. He is something else. He's probably one of the finest trumpet players out there, and his CDs sell like crazy. Joining us right now is our friend Chris Bodie. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well now, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back again. And I guess I have a great appreciation for what you do in lieu of the fact that for 12 years I play trumpet. That is not the easiest instrument in the world to play. Chris, you can attest to that.
It's a true statement. It is a very, very unforgiving instrument that you need to play and practice and dedicate your life to every day. In one hand, it's been my greatest ally. In the other hand, it's my greatest torment, you know. But I'm glad I made the decision so many years ago to start playing.
Doc Severinsen told me one time, he says he rehearses 4 or 5 hours a day. He says, if I miss a rehearsal, I know it. If I miss 2 days of practicing, the audience knows it. And that's true. You got to build up that lip, don't you?
You've got to build up, well, the lip, the stomach, the fingers, everything, you know, and Doc is a great, great example, and that's a very famous quote of his, a very, very great example of work ethic, and I think to this day, I think he still plays 3 or 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, and he's a great role model for people.
No doubt about it, and when you think about how many notes that you can get out of 3 valves, it's staggering. You know, I mean, you talk about a mathematical deduction. I mean, it's unbelievable how many notes you can get out of those 3 valves.
Yeah, and the valve part of it is really the you know, the fingers are really, unlike piano or something like that, are the least of the jump.
Right.
Or the hurdle that you have to have when you play the trumpet. It's all the inner workings of your body and your breath and the balancing act that you have to endure that really makes the trumpet a tricky instrument.
I always tell people that when I play trumpet, which started in second grade all the way up to when I was a senior in high school, I said I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in. Now let's talk about what you're here to talk about. I think this is great. You teamed up with Sting and talking about the hearing loss that we unfortunately get at this the junction in our lives. And this is something that's going on by the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. And statistics that just blew me away. Hearing loss, which is a public health issue, ladies and gentlemen, according to the National Institute of Health, approximately 36 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss, with 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 each day. This number is going to skyrocket to like 78 million by the year 2030. And I can attest to that because I'm a baby of the 60s. I'm a baby boomer. And doing a lot of record hops, as we called them at that time, Chris, I am so fortunate to have my hearing and have it very, very well in lieu of everything I've been through.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the hazards of being a professional musician, I'll tell you. And playing the trumpet loud and being on loud bandstands through the course of my life, I'm feeling pretty lucky I have my hearing as well. But I played a few events for the gala events for the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary, and we've become friendly. And one day over, you know, one of their events, at the end of one of the events, they were talking to me about maybe doing a public service announcement, and I reached out to my friend Sting, and he goes, absolutely, that would be fantastic to be involved in something that's a good cause. And so we put this kind of advertisement together to remind people to get their hearing checked, and it was a shot so beautifully by Fabrizio Ferri for the TV campaign of it. And then, of course, we did radio as well, and it came out great. We're just very, very happy with it.
And National Hearing Month.
Indeed.
I hung up the trumpet to become a singer because you can't be both.
Correct.
For obvious reasons, unless you're Herb Elbert or Louis Armstrong. And when you're up there as a vocalist and you're trying to compete with a horn section, a sax section, and a very aggressive rhythm section, it's pretty tough to hear. So your tendency is turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, and before you know it, you have that high-pitched whistling tone in your ear that you can't get rid of for like 4 or 5 days. And at the time, you're young, and you figure, it's going to go away. But as you get a little bit older, you realize the damage it really has caused.
Yeah, the tinnitus and I've had many musician friends that have been afflicted with that, and it never ends, you know, the pitching, the high pitch. And it's part of what, you know, hey, you can be going along just fine and get like a couple of cymbal shots in your head and it really will take away a lot of the high end hearing. And And I'm not an artist that ever uses in-ear monitors as well. So it's really kind of something that I jumped at the chance of at least lending whatever I could to the cause and have people hopefully get checked. And it's really a serious issue for someone like myself and my business, but
sure.
That's part of it comes with it, I guess.
That high-end ringing that you're talking about usually is a result of a cymbal or an electric guitar. It doesn't really come from a bass because the bottom of the bass and the lower notes don't seem to affect it, but that high pitch is brutal. Now tell us about this Favorite Sounds sweepstakes.
Remind me again, what is the Favorite Sound sweepstakes?
It is a sweepstakes that I guess is taking place as a result of visitors who can visit the ilikemyhearing.org. And sweepstakes prize apparently is $5,000 plus an opportunity to have and 10 friends share a dinner with you.
Well, that's fantastic. This is the first time hearing about this. How great is that?
Well, you caught me off guard on that one, Chris. I'll tell you that. So you better clear that date because you're going to be having lunch with a bunch of people.
Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for anything that people want in New York I'm here. I'm down for. They're just the loveliest people, and so I'm sorry if I'm a little jet lagged right now and wasn't quite up on all the particulars. But
well, do I feel good about that? Because sometimes I'm the victim of these kind of things that are sprung on you. But it's good to see somebody else is the victim of it. Well, let me give you some more information on this. First of all,
well, I tried to be subtle at first, but I couldn't quite get around it, could I?
No. Especially when you got to be there, okay?
Yeah, sure, it's going to be great.
Are you doing it?
They're just such great people, so I'm sure they all worked it out, and I'm just spacing out here. But
yeah,
anyhow, so.
Communications isn't one of their bigger traits. Chris, perhaps you didn't hear them.
That's funny.
There's a fundraising gala, so mark that down, okay? And it's going to be at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. You need a ride or something?
Maybe.
I can pick you up or something. But the prize is $5,000 and an opportunity to have the winner and 10 friends share dinner with you. And I certainly hope that you're going to be there. But
we'll probably be playing as well. So, okay. Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Now, there's a website, too. Do you know that?
You know, you're going to tell everyone, though.
I love it.
I like myhearing.org, right?
I like myhearing.org. That's right. And a new Facebook, fb.com/I like my hearing. But I know you know about this, okay? The Impression CD that's out on Columbia Records.
What's that? No, I'm kidding.
And done by one of those great trumpet players, Doc Severinsen.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's my new album.
Yeah.
And you can go to chrisbodie.com and check out bits of it. And I'm incredibly proud of it. And
have you heard it?
I have heard it, yep, and if people come to lunch with us, we'll bring them a copy.
You'll play them a copy.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a great guest, Chris. I love doing this. You know, nothing is more boring than somebody who's just, you know, out there like Bob Hope used to do on the Carson Show and just say, okay, the show's 10 o'clock Sunday night, watch it, and gets up and walks away. It's these kind of interviews that make it fun.
No, that's good. I'm glad you like it.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, I am, as I mentioned before, a music guy. I have a brother who plays drums, another brother who plays sax, clarinet. And my brother plays sax and clarinet. That's all he talks about is Chris Bodie. He loves you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I think he's been out to see you a few times, too, up in Pennsylvania. But we're going to be rooting for you with this cause. And by the way, I do have a request of you, okay?
Okay.
And that is if we could have your home number, because when I pass away, I want my wife to call you so that you can play Ave Maria at my funeral.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it's not going to happen for many, many years, and I will have moved by then.
You would have moved by then, and you probably forget the date of the funeral. Remember to tell them the date of the funeral.
Oh, good God.
Well, Chris, thanks so much. You're a good sport.
You are so welcome, and thank you for being so nice.
An Impression CD is out right now on Columbia Records, and if you get a chance to see Chris, see him in concert. He's terrific. Chris Bodie. Thanks, Chris. You're terrific.
Thank you, Ron. You're the best. All right. See you later.
Okay, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Seggi today. With all the chaos that's going on in our country and has been since the beginning of the year, it's nice to sit back and talk about something that is very good, very relaxing, and very unusual for our show, because we are going to talk about, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, turn up your radios, call in the neighbors, peanut butter. That's right. I love peanut butter. Are you kidding me? I could make a meal out of peanut butter every single day. And joining us right now is the DIY expert of Lovely Indeed blog. Joining us is Chelsea Foy. Hi, Chelsea. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, we're going to talk about peanut butter. So I guess where we start off is with everybody kind of, you know, being concerned about social distancing, which, of course, is very important, and the fact that it's only been recently that some restaurants are opening up, I would assume that a lot of people have been scouring their cabinets for peanut butter. So what are some things that we can use with peanut butter, and something that peanut butter comes in that we can recycle, if you will?
You're absolutely right, Ron. Peanut butter sales are up right now, and it's a household staple. You know, everybody's been kind of trying to stock their shelves with it. It's shelf-stable, and it's kind of an inexpensive source of nutrition for families. So I'm actually partnering today with the National Peanut Board as part of their Spreading Good campaign, which is, it's wonderful. It's a series of kind of purpose-driven initiatives that are all centered on doing good with peanuts and with peanut butter. So together with the National Peanut Board, I've kind of been brainstorming ways, as you said, to kind of give your empty peanut butter jars new life and maybe even use those last bits of peanut butter in the jar in some fun and interesting ways.
Now, I didn't know, and again, I'm not being flip about this, I did not know that there was a peanut butter board. What exactly does the peanut butter board do?
Sure. So the Peanut Butter Board is an organization that kind of supports and helps the over 7,000 peanut farming families in America to really do their best work and to produce, you know, continue to produce the world's highest quality peanut and put those peanuts in the hands of people around the globe. And this initiative that they started, the Spreading Good initiative, has really been trying to look at peanut butter in a new way. You know, how can we engage our families as we're using it and after we use it to try to maybe reuse or recycle the jars that are emptied after we finish that peanut butter.
Okay, so what are some of the uses of the peanut butter jar?
So there are so many things you can do with an empty jar, with an empty peanut butter jar. It's actually really a fun thing for me to try to kind of be creative and think up those things. So on my blog, in partnership with the National Peanut Board, I actually created a blog post dedicated to just this, and I created 7 different DIY projects or recipes that you can create with or in an empty peanut butter jar. You know, my kids and I came up with some of them together. So we made them a piggy bank out of an old peanut butter jar. We made up a couple of recipes that you can make in the jar that they helped create all by themselves. And I even have in that post one of my favorites, because it's super useful, instructions for removing the sticky label from the jar, because I know we've all battled with that when you take the label off and there's that sticky residue left behind. So ideas are really simple, they're really fun and easy, and you can involve your family in these ideas, and most of all, best of all, maybe they don't involve stocking up on a lot of supplies that you might not have. They use things that you probably already have in your home.
Now, is one brand of peanut, I don't believe I'm asking these questions, is one brand of peanut butter, do they come in a jar that is more useful than, let's say, another brand?
You know, I don't find that, to be completely honest. I think that we actually have kind of a range of brands in our household, I know. And I think a jar is a jar when it comes to being creative. You know, the peanut butter inside it is delicious and nutritious, and once you finish it, you can use that jar in a myriad of different ways.
I like the idea of the bank. You know, you put the little cap on, you make a little hole, and you got the bank, and you can see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. My kids paint the side of part of one of their peanut butter jars, and so they have their decoration on it, and then they can see the money adding up as well. So that's a really cool thing to do if you have young kids at home. They really love
it. Does it make any difference if it's smooth or crunchy? I'm being smart now. I'm sorry.
That's personal preference. I gotta tell
you. What are some other uses? You got me hooked now.
Yeah, so I would love to actually walk your listeners through one of my favorite ways to reuse a peanut butter jar. It's something that I kind of brainstormed recently, and it's actually a DIY terrarium. So terrariums, you know, little miniature kind of jarred gardens, are super popular right now. They're very modern and cool, and you can use them as home decor or, you know, use them as a gift. And they're really a low-maintenance way to bring a plant natural life into your home. So I'd love to just walk you through that really quickly. It's a very fast and easy process.
Okay, go ahead.
So you'll need an empty plastic peanut butter jar, a hot knife tool, or even just a craft knife, a sharp craft knife, spray paint, and then just the soil and some small succulent plants. So first you're going to remove the sticky label from that jar, and you can find those instructions on lovelyindeed.com to how to get all the residue off. Next you're going to remove the peanut butter jar lid and spray paint it a fun color. This was actually a fun part that my kids loved to choose the color and help me spray paint the lid. So get your lid painted and set that aside to dry. Next, you're going to cut a small hole using your hot knife tool on the side of your plastic peanut butter jar. It doesn't need to be too big, just big enough that you can reach your hand in and plant a succulent or two in there. Next, once your lid is dry, you're going to replace the lid and stand your peanut butter jar up upside down. And the final step is to just plant your little terrarium. You can add some soil in there. You can add a few succulents and water them, and that's it. It's done. You have a really cool DIY that took almost, you know, no money and just a few minutes. It makes a really cool gift for neighbors or for, you know, grandma or teachers or just anybody who could use a little bit of sunshine to brighten their day.
That's a great idea. Now, you had mentioned the fact that you used a plastic jar. It doesn't make any difference in these uses if you use a plastic jar or glass, right?
Some of them are particular to one type of jar or another. Some of them you can create in both. Or, you know, you can sit down with your family with the jars that you have and say, you know, what can we make from this? How could we use this, whether it is glass or plastic? So it kind of, you know, it's a case-by-case basis.
Could you use it as a little fishbowl?
You could probably use it as a fishbowl, as long as you keep that little fishy clean in there, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the nice part about when you plant a plant, you can see the roots. You know, that's even a better deal.
Absolutely, yeah.
An ant farm?
Yeah, that's one thing that's so neat about the clarity of them. You know, another idea that I have on lovelyindeed.com is to use them as organization for kids' craft supplies, you know, stuff, little paper clips or pom-poms in there so that the kids can see what's inside. And cool. The jars are actually really very useful in that way.
Very good. Where can we go for more information, Chelsea?
Yeah, I would love for you to check out more about the Spreading Good campaign, and that is, again, from the National Peanut Board. So you can find out more about that on the National Peanut Board's Twitter and Instagram, which is Peanuts Here, at Peanuts Here on Twitter and Instagram.
Terrific. Whenever you want to come back, you need to, because this is a hoot. I really think this is a great idea, and I would love to have you come back. So thanks, Chelsea, for joining us, and let's keep that peanut butter campaign going strong, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Chelsea. Chelsea Foy has been our guest, and we're talking about great ways to not only eat peanut butter, but to use the container after you're done. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to put our wrapper on things. Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of this first weekend of the month. And our guests include the legend, Connie Francis, Elliot Gould, Raymond Farmer, comedian Tom Arnold, from Chicago Fire, Miranda Ray Mayo and Kara Kilmer, musician personified Chris Bode and Chelsea Foy. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.